A reading of the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 8, 11 through 13. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depth of the Spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. In the gospel reading of today, we hear that Jesus sighed from the depth of his spirit, knowing well that the Pharisees were out to test him rather than listen to his words. Had they not already seen or heard of the many healings and the feeding of the thousands who had pursued him? Jesus' response was a direct and clear message. Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation. This very human reply of frustration to the Pharisees' demand that he produce yet another miracle is not only understandable, but it is reassuring for us today. In an effort to reinforce Jesus' divinity, the Pharisees fell into temptation to downplay or totally dismiss Jesus' humanity, his transforming presence. We also are a people who seek signs and wonders on a daily basis. The world in which we live is filled with signs. There are the signposts that read, "Stop," "Caution," "Sharp turn," "Do not enter," to mention only a few. We are bombarded by these signposts more than we realize, and we count on them to guide our way. But there is more. All of creation is filled with signs that reflect the power, presence, and majesty of the God who is ever present in our midst. But in the scenario of Mark's account that follows the stories of several miracles, as well as the multiplication of the loaves and fish, the Pharisees continued to expect Jesus to respond to them with extraordinary signs and wonders, and they miss the quiet miracles that had the power to transform them from within. Jesus knew the hearts of those who came on that day to test him. More interested in supernatural phenomenon than in the words of Jesus, they proceeded to try to trick him. They missed the boat. Do we ever do the same? Jesus gave the Pharisees no sign except himself, and later, the ultimate proof of his divinity when he rose from the dead. Humanity's natural bent is to want a sign. We want proof that we can see and touch. We want to know that Jesus can hear us, can see us, and it goes on. We want to know that he knows what we need. We want confirmation that all will be well. The Pharisees were no different. They wanted to see some proof that established Jesus as the Messiah, yet they had all the proof they needed right in front of them. And it would have been easy for Jesus to respond to them with a sign that could lead to more signs that might have prevented their ability to experience inner transformation. How good are we at reading the signs of Jesus as we live out our journey to God on a daily basis? We need not look for the signs and wonders that confirm God's presence in the world and in our lives. What does it take for us to believe? This journey of faith and belief in the living God in our midst takes openness to the working of the Spirit that converts and transforms us. The simple nod or smile from a stranger. Our looking into the eyes of another and seeing God's presence. The multiple stories of faith, courage, and hope that we might have a moment to hear if we would only stop and listen to each other. There is also the simple feeling of peace and warmth at a time of crisis, and even a laugh. Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. Let us pray for the grace to be open to the Spirit, so that our listening and pursuing of God leads us to be open to believe that he is always present. God is in our midst. Let us ponder what signs we have experienced that have led us to better understand God's will and quiet miracles in our life.